Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
I just found it funny. Because it's kind of like an aggressive act, if you like. You know, someone's gone out and actually bought a spray can and sprayed macho music is stupid in a kind of a really aggressive way, but it's something that's quite a sensitive thing to say.
Intriguing graffiti inspired some of the art on Richard Hawley's new album, Ladies Bridge, creating the perfect match for a sensitive sound that stays rough around the edges. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Richard Hawley put his love of history in plain view on the 2005 album Cole's Corner, using the title to recall a place in his hometown of Sheffield, England, and the songs to embrace the sound of rock and roll crooners past. The new album from Hawley is Ladies Bridge, and aside from showcasing another Sheffield landmark, it opens up a new batch of the romantic moonlit tunes that have earned him a Mercury Prize nomination and swooning fans on both sides of the pond. So when Richard stopped by FUV recently, I decided to get right to the basics, asking how and where his songwriting happens. When you're feeling something coming on, do you grab the guitar or you grab a pen? Like, what is it?
Guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't carry one around with me all the time. Mm-hmm. And I usually kind of carry a dictaphone, but mobile phones are really good now for recording.
Trouble
is I lose phones all the time. Before we started recording the album, I lost my mobile phone that got 20 kind of tunes and ideas on it, and I lost them, and that was it, they were gone. But that's, in a way, it's quite a good test, because the good songs, you can always remember them, and the ones that are rubbish, you can't, you know. So you have to kind of think about it too long, then they're probably not very good.
When you are in love, are you feel as dark as above? There's no devil in her eyes. There's no darkness in the disguise. But when you are alone, kiss can turn your heart to stone. Hearts breaking in the night. There's a devil in her eyes. Oh, it's serious, so serious. A kiss that caught the wind made you delirious.
Where do you write them? Is it like the living room? The kitchen?
Anywhere.
The backyard?
Yeah, anywhere.
What's your spot?
Anywhere's fair game. It's kind of when you're in the zone in your head, you know, where you, you kind of get to that place where you kind of feel reflective and write songs. I mean, I'm not, generally speaking, a miserable person, you know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you don't feel like writing a song when you're in a good mood. You know, you want to call your friends and go to a bar, you know, and have a good time. But, you know, there are times when things hit you, you know, that you kind of feel reflective or, you know, pensive about things. But then I write songs like, there's a song on the album called I'm Looking for Someone to Find Me, which was written in a bus. In a snowstorm in Norway.
Wow.
You know, so they're not all written in a darkened room somewhere, you know.
Do you know how to kill loneliness at last? Oh, there's so much there to heal, dear, and make tears things of the past. But do you know that tonight the streets are ours? It's tonight. The streets are ours. And these lights in our street are ours. It's tonight. The streets are ours. Lights In our hearts they tell no lies.
Richard Hawley with tonight, The Streets Are Ours, recorded live at WFUV. You can hear the whole interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.